all girls, Kurt, except for our friend here. You're holding them down.
Thanks.
Your daughter's an anarchy.
Hello.
I just have to do this just to be part of.
There we go.
See, that's what John Ritter used to do. Anytime anyone tried to report him, he'd report him back.
Yeah. Just to be sure.
Just to make sure.
So I've got to ask, do you think it's going to be the most changed emotionally after this prison sentence?
After what?
After this prison sentence, who's going to be the most changed emotionally, the most altered?
When they come out?
Yeah.
I would say Clay. What would you say? Well,
maybe, yeah.
Maybe
why
Clay.
Why do you think?
We can't tell you. We'll have to, you know, kill
we'll
you.
We'll find out when we watch the show.
Okay, we can't tell you much, but go.
Is there anything you can say about the new editions for this season?
No.
Okay, what can you tell us?
Yes, you can.
Season?
You can talk about
Ray. No, yeah, I can. We new cast members. New cast members, Rockman Dunbar and Ray McKenna, two, you know, TV guys, but, you know, virtually kind of unknown, and I don't mean that they've been in obscurity, but in terms of bigger names, we'll be playing our two law enforcement characters, and, you know, Rockman is literally the new sheriff in town, and you know, and we get to play out some of the you know, some racial issues this season, which I've always wanted to do, and so that'll be a component with the thing that's going on with law enforcement.
Danny Trejo, sir.
And Danny Trejo. Danny's role is not as big as Ray and Rockman's, but Danny will be playing, you know, a badass Mexican.
And where does that leave Unser for the season?
Unser is still actually. It's interesting. We were all sort of trying to figure out where Unser's character would be this season, and I don't want to give it away, but you know, I'll just put it this way. Dayton is such a soulful guy and such a soulful actor that you know, we really get to take Unser on a kind of an interesting emotional journey with all the loss that he's had over the past 2 years. You know, between, you know, cancer and the club going away and losing his job, and, you know, we make reference to his marriage being sort of on the rocks in season three, and but he'll actually play this very interesting pivotal role this season, really almost as you know, between sort of gets put between the club and the family in a very interesting way.
Did we get to see more beyond the between Unser and John?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
love Dayton.
That's a really beautiful relationship that you guys have. Yeah.
Yes.
We are going to know a lot more of the past.
So the letters will come to play out. The letters that were introduced in episode 12, and then that Tara finds in the finale, that will definitely inform an arc that happens this season. You know? So yeah, it'll come to play.
There's been a lot going on in social media when Anarchy first started compared to now. How you interact with fans over the internet changed at all? Like, do you think of the first season compared to now? And how do you feel about the feedback?
Well, the feedback's been amazing. But I'm not big social media. He is. I'm not a Facebook, Twitter gal. But my husband is.
Have you gotten any suggestions that you thought about maybe incorporating in the future episodes
from
fans on the internet? Or is
I don't.
It all just in your head.
I don't.
It's all in his head.
I don't take story input from my fans because, other, you know, it's they're all their input is pretty much more naked jacks. So, you know, which I understand completely.
And you do comply.
And I don't
a little
get,
bit.
I don't. It's really odd. I don't get any more. We'd like some naked Otto.
Wow.
Not us in prison.
And you know.
He just keeps losing limbs.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, look, I think obviously the popularity of the show is you know, we get to see that firsthand through social media, you know, and it's changed a lot, but I think social media has changed much in the last, you know, since the show began as well. So it's hard to really just look at it in terms of, you know, if social media was a straight line, you'd probably be able to chart it, but it's, you know, it's also changing so rapidly, it's hard to tell.
With some time having passed for this season, what sort of charming are these guys coming back to? Mm.
Well, charming is, you know, what I've always loved is that, you know, the name Charming implies that it's a charming little town. And, you know, there's some expansion going on that they come to find when they get out of prison. And, you know, that's a conflict for them. You know, they're not so down on that. And I think one of the reasons that Charming has always loved the Suns is that they've kept Charming in their own special way. But that's part of the reason I think the town has, in a way, supported them. So you're going to see some splintering of that in terms of what that means to have it try to be expanded on. And, you know, the whole season is about the inner workings of the club. Much more like Kurt was saying before, how it's almost it's a bigger foe when the internal workings start to kind of implode a little bit, and that you'll see some of that.
What about Gemma? Like, how has she kind of changed? Are we going to, you know, get into like help? She's on her own now.
Gemma's pretty happy when things start. You know, you're going to see the beginning of the. Doesn't last long,
right.
but she's pretty content when the guys are coming home, and she's got her grandchildren and. You know, she's not on house arrest anymore. She gets to go out, get her nails done, do her hair again, you know, do all the things that she couldn't do when they were in Ireland,
right.
Which, in my opinion, those are important things to her.
Right.
So, you know, she's pretty happy till just something starts to unwind, just as it does, and that gets her just a little bit hot and bothered, as she does, and you know, we'll follow along. I can't give away too much. I know. Well, I really don't know. Am I doing okay?
All I just heard was hot and bothered.
He likes to keep her that way. So, but you know, it's a very the scripts are amazing. My husband's doing an amazing job. That's what all you know. It's just it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Well, I think that initially, you know, Gemma's maternal instinct is really what drives her. In all ways. I mean, she's all about keeping that club together, keeping her grandchildren together. And me personally, I have a very strong maternal. I have three kids, and, you know, they are central to my life. So I think that informs some of what initially started. What I like to say, though, that she's not a lot like me in that, and that's what's so fun about playing her, is that there's instincts that are like me. But I really have to sometimes he'll remind me, you know, it's Gemma, it's not me. And, you know, Gemma is a real survivalist. You know, this is a person that, you know, goes on instinct, is always on guard. You know, they live in that world of, like, who's watching me now? You know, I don't live in that world. I mean, I guess a little paparazzi, but... You know, but it's definitely not like someone's coming at me with a gun. But, you know, these are people that live that way. So it's just a different point of view. She's very alert. She's always, you know, looking to see what's going to happen next and looking over her shoulder.
One more question.
Okay, we have to know about Jax and Tara. Mm. All our fans, that's all they ask.
You know, I think that relationship, when Jax comes out, it's going to be, you know, stronger than it's ever been before. You know what I mean? I think, if anything, prison has given him a better appreciation of what he has at home.
Thank you so much.
So many people.
That's a good free teaser.
Just out of curiosity, where do you keep your Golden Globe?
Where do I keep it?
Yeah.
I have a little kitchen office at home, you know, where I do all my kid stuff and everything. It's on the bookshelf above the green couch.
Cool.
Thank you. It's not in any rush.
Can we go right here?